KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. San Antonio went to New York last night and they beat the Knicks 115-111 to win their first game of this year's NBA Finals as they cut the Knicks' lead down to 2-1. Victor Wembanyama had a big game with 32 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. With that win, San Antonio handed the Knicks their first loss in 46 days. New York had a 13-game winning streak, the second longest in NBA postseason history. Jalen Brunson had 32 for the Knicks, while OG Anunoby added 28, as New York loses for the first time since April 23rd. It was Game 3 of their first-round series against Atlanta. The teams have today off. Game 4 is tomorrow night in New York. Tip off just after 7:30. Tonight, it's the Stanley Cup Final. It's Game 4 from Vegas. Vegas holding a 2-1 series lead over the Carolina Hurricanes after a very dramatic Game 3 overtime finish. Game 3 saw Vegas take an early 4-0 lead. The Hurricanes would then storm back with 4 goals in the third period before Vegas ultimately prevailed 5-4 in double overtime. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final is tonight at 7 o'clock on ABC. A Texas judge has granted Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby a temporary injunction against the NCAA, potentially allowing Sorsby to play this season despite being ruled ineligible for gambling violations. Sorsby admitted to making thousands of impermissible sports bets totaling about $90,000 while at Indiana, Cincinnati, and at Texas Tech, including 40 wagers on Indiana teams during his freshman year. NCAA rules typically call for a permanent loss of eligibility when any athlete bets on their own team. The ruling temporarily allows Sorsby to pursue his final college season, though he still will miss Texas Tech's first two games. The NCAA says it strongly disagrees with the decision and is considering its legal options. Sorsby transferred to Texas Tech in January and is expected to be their starting quarterback. Numerous athletic directors across the country, including Georgia and Nebraska, have now advised their coaches and administrators to not schedule Texas Tech for any sports, not just football, as long as that temporary injunction is in place. Two courtside seats for last night's NBA Finals sold for a record $1 million in a charity auction conducted by the New York Knicks. The winning bid was shared by law firm Gibson Dunn and private equity firm Verteris Capital. Proceeds will benefit the Garden of Dreams Foundation, which supports children in need throughout the New York metro area. The seats, located courtside near Center Court, are normally reserved for celebrity guests and are not available for public sale. The Knicks say the auction generated the largest single donation in the foundation's history. For more sports, check us out online all the time at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.